สวัสดีค่ะ Welcome back nerds to another episode of Nerd Buddy Podcast, the podcast where we delve into all things geeky and relevant. I'm your host, Omnida, and today I want to share a personal update with you all. I'm currently in the midst of a two-week social media detox, and let me tell you, it's been quite a journey so far.
ใช่แล้ววันนี้ก็จะว่าด้วยเรื่องของโซเชียลมีเดียดีท็อกซ์นะคะก็จะมาเหมือนแชร์ประสบการณ์ของตัวเองว่าทำไมเราถึงโซเชียลมีเดียดีท็อกซ์แล้วผ่านมาสัปดาห์หนึ่งแล้วเกิดอะไรขึ้นบ้างใจเรารู้สึกยังไงแล้วก็อยากจะทำต่อไปไหมนะคะก็เหมือนเป็นการรีวิวแล้วก็มีการอ้างอิงงานวิจัยอะไรต่างๆด้วยที่เกี่ยวกับโซเชียลมีเดียดีท็อกซ์รวมถึงวิธีการทำวันนี้มาฟังกันค่ะก็เป็น Englishepisode นะคะฟังทันไม่ทันยังไงนะคะก็ทักกันเข้ามาได้นะคะทุกช่องทางของ Nerd Buddy เลยนะคะหรือว่าอยากให้ Nerd Buddy มีแบบ bilingual นะคะ English episode เยอะๆหรือว่าภาษาไทยเยอะๆนะคะก็คอมเมนต์มาบอกกันได้ค่ะก็ไปฟังกันเลยค่ะ
This is Nerd Buddy podcast make your life more productive be a fabulous nerd together with me Omnida
Like many of us, I reached a point where the constant barrage of information and distractions on social media was becoming overwhelming. It felt like I was always plugged in, yet strangely disconnected from the world around me. That's when I knew I needed a break. So I made the decision to step away from social media for a period of 2 weeks.I deleted the apps from my phone, locked out of my accounts on my computer, and I made the conscious effort to limit my screen time overall. Let me tell you, it hasn't been easy. In the beginning, I found myself reaching for my phone out of habit, only to realize that the apps I was looking for were no longer there. There were moments of temptation and FOMO, or the fear of missing out.But I stayed strong and remained committed to my detox goals. Social media has undoubtedly revolutionized the way we connect and share information, but it's not all sunshine and rainbows, guys. Research has shown that excessive social media use can have negative impacts on our mental and physical health. Of all smartphone applications, social media applications,such as TikTok and Instagram or Facebook are among of the most popular, the time-consuming smartphone applications accessed by users. This information was from the study called Taking a Break, the effects of partaking in the two-week social media digital detox on problematic smartphone and social media use, and other health-related outcomes among young adults published in 2023.Moreover, according to a study published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, spending too much time on social media can lead to feelings of loneliness and depression. It's no surprise when you consider the constant comparison and validation-seeking behaviors that often accompany our online interactions. Another study from the University of Pennsylvania,found a causal link between reduced social media use and improvements in well-being. Participants who limited their time on platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat reported lower levels of depression and loneliness after just 3 weeks. So, how can we break free from the grip of social media and reclaim our mental and physical health? It starts with setting boundaries and being intentional about our digital consumption. One strategy is to designate specific times of the day for scrolling and stick to them religiously by creating a schedule and sticking to it. We can avoid mindless scrolling and regain control over our screen time. Another approach is to delete social media apps from our phones altogether, outside our mind, right? By removing the temptation to constantly check for updates, we can free up valuable time and mental energy for more meaningful activities. Of course, going cold turkey isn't easy.Especially when social media plays such a significant role in our daily lives. But Remember, it's not about deprivation. It's about reclaiming your time, your attention, and ultimately your well-being. So whether it's for a day, a week, or forever, I encourage you to give social media detox a try and see how it feels. You might just be surprised by the results. As the day went by, I started to notice subtle changes in my mood and behavior. I felt less anxious and more present in the moment. I found myself engaging more deeply with the people and activities around me, rather than constantly seeking validation or distraction online. Now, as I approach the halfway mark of my detox journey, I'm filled with a sense of pride and accomplishment. I've proven myself that I have the willpower to break free from the grip of social media and reclaim control over my time and attention. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by social media and its relentless demands on your life, I encourage you to consider taking a break, whether it's for a day, a week, or even longer. A social media detox can provide much needed clarity and perspective in an increasingly noisy world. And that's it for today's episode of Nerd Buddy. Thank you for joining me on this journey. And until next time, stay nerdy, stay curious, and remember to take care of yourselves, both online and off. และนี่คือ Nerd Buddy Podcast กับออมนิดาค่ะกับ Social Media Detox Episode สวัสดีค่ะ
This is Nerd Buddy Podcast. Make your life more productive. Be a fabulous nerd together with me, ออมนิดา